Tigers in their road black uniforms. They have orange numbers and trim just like the JV. Columbia City has white uniforms. Their numbers are burgundy with gold in their trim. Wherever you are, however you're taking the broadcast, welcome to the basketball season. Up she goes. Tip controlled by Warsaw. Carson Gould races down to the left elbow. Flicks it back out to Finlinson. And Warsaw has the opening possession. Carson Gould, Bricker out on the right wing. To the corner for Jaeger. He'll hand air for Carson Gould. Gould looking for Bricker. They throw it down to the block for Jaeger. He'll wheel in the lane. He had the ball stripped away and taken away. Stolen by Mulligan for the Eagles. Mulligan across the line at the arc. Hands back to Fuller. Near side for Denning. Now popping out is Mulligan. Swinging around to the far side. Fuller. Fuller top of the circle. Trying to beat Martin. Martin knocks him over a little bit. Play goes on. Mulligan pull up. 15 foot on the baseline. No good. Took a second hop off the rim. Carson Gould has the rebound for Warsaw. Each team's had it. Neither team scored. Bricker on the drive down the lane. Puts it up and in. Bricker on a drive to the basket has the first two Tiger points of the season. We played a minute. And the Eagles come back to the near end trying to tie the game. Fuller off a top of the circle screen. Gives to Kaufman. Kaufman on the kick out to Mulligan. Mulligan back to Kaufman. Down to the block. Ball tipped and taken away. Finlinson saw that coming. Snuck over the top and stole it. Robbie headed the other way. Drives it down toward the block. Leans in and scores. Finlinson with his first two varsity points. It's quickly 4-0 Warsaw. Tigers with some token pressure in the backcourt. Fuller to the line and across. Near side for Denning. Lobs out to Mulligan. Far side for Hartman. Now to Kaufman. Out to Fuller. Bounces to Denning. Denning squares up against Gould. Takes one dribble. Dumps it down to the block. Mulligan against Bricker. Kicks it back out to Denning. Denning drives the right side of the lane. Got in. Ben Bricker got a piece of it. And Jaeger comes out of there with it for Warsaw. Gould up the far side of the center circle. Brings it to the top of the circle. Drives the right side of the lane. Got 10 feet down. Couldn't go any farther. Back to Finlinson. He'll walk it back out. We play 2 minutes. Warsaw leads 4-0. Gould out to Bricker. Bricker with some space at the top. Drives the free throw line. Kicks it to Finlinson. Into the corner to Gould. Gould drives toward the elbow. Got inside. Fakes. Falls. Fires. Couldn't get it. Rebound grabbed by Denning for Columbia City. Long pass ahead for Fuller. Out of Mulligan, back out. The three-pointer is way off the mark. Missed by Fuller. Another rebound for Jaeger. Gould in transition. Has no numbers. Hits the brakes. Kicks it across. Martin, an open left corner. Three is good. He hit 10 a year ago. He's got his first and his first points of this game. And Warsaw is off to a 7-0 lead, almost 3 minutes in. Fuller, near side for Hartman, who I don't think has shot the ball yet. He'll swing it to the far side to Kaufman. Kaufman back out to Fuller, top of the circle against Martin. Lobs to the near side from the Warsaw bench to Hartman, into Kaufman, then right back out. Now to Denning, one-on-one against Gould. Looking inside, nothing there. Lobs to the corner, Martin got a hand on it. It's tipped, it's out of bounds, and they're going to say Martin touched it last. Warsaw fans down right there in front, didn't think so. Columbia City will make two changes. They're going to bring Landon Richmond into the game. And also, they make one other change, and that is Owen Marshall. Down inside, Mulligan, pass out top tipped, but it comes to Denning. Denning in the lane, ran into Jaeger and said, no thank you. Kicks it out to Marshall. Down to the baseline, near corner to Fuller. Now swinging around from Richmond to Marshall, around to Mulligan. Mulligan in a Bricker, spins back across the other side, and a foul called. Martin's going to get the foul. He'd have been fine, but he did the one thing that you can't do in that situation. He slapped down. He was fine otherwise. First team foul against Warsaw in the quarter. Mulligan to the free throw line. And the first one's up and good. Matthews got the Eagles on the board. Again, he was a Tiger until he was a sophomore. Came here, played in the JV last year for the transfer rules, and now is on the varsity. Missed the second. Jaeger has another rebound for Warsaw. 7-1 Tigers approaching the midpoint of quarter one. Left side Bricker wide open, 22-footer, bingo. Luke Bricker with a three-pointer, and a timeout is called by Columbia City. 4:08 left to play in the opening quarter. Warsaw out to a 10-1 lead here at Columbia City. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 10-1 Warsaw off to a flying start. 4:08 clock running now in quarter one once again after Matt Schaus, former Bethel College pilot, takes a timeout. This is also a Bethel Grace game. Down inside, ball tipped away from Fuller, taken away. Carson Gould to steal. Gould down the middle, left side to Martin. Martin a hard drive in the lane, all the way to the basket for two more. Brandt's got five, it's 12-1 Warsaw. Again, Schaus is a Bethel guy, and of course, Matt Moore, a Grace guy. Drive down the side of the lane, kick across. What a catch by Richmond under the basket. Back to Fuller, left corner for three. No good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Gould for the Tigers. Gould up ahead, far sideline, Bricker. Angles into the three-point arc. Pulls from 25. Ooh, in and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Columbia City. Fuller with the board. He'll bring it up himself. Looking right, throws it left to Denning. Now to Mulligan, outside the lane for Marshall. Up the baseline, clipped it across, and Jaeger dropped down from his spot above the block and tips it off the inline out of bounds. Warsaw will make three changes. Drew Sullivan is in, Meidenberger is in, Trey Davis is in, Jaeger, Finlinson, and Martin are out at 3:07 of quarter one. On the inbounds, they get it in. Marshall puts it up and in. I'm sorry. Not Marshall, Mulligan. And they finally have a field goal at 3:04 of the first quarter. 12-3 Tigers. Sullivan hands back to Gould. Whips a pass into traffic, hits several sets of hands, and is taken by Richmond. Up ahead, Marshall. Marshall to the baseline against Davis, throws it back out for Mulligan. Mulligan against Gould, spins him in the lane, fakes, falls, fires, and missed it. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Ahead to Carson. Gould races down to the right elbow, still dribbling. Down to the baseline, still dribbling, one hands it out to Bricker. Now across to Sullivan. Sullivan back to the right for Gould. Now to Davis, or to Berger at the top. Left baseline, Sullivan in a blocking foul called on Landon Richmond. His first, that's the first against Columbia City here in the opening quarter. It's got 2:20 left in it. Bricker will come out, Finlinson in for Warsaw. And Robbie will throw it in baseline left at the far end. They lob it out. The pass is tipped into the Columbia City bench by Marshall. So Warsaw will play it in from there, and Berger will do that. And they're looking for Carson Gould, and they get it to him at the midcourt stripe. Pressured there by Marshall, who now backs away. Gould calls out the play, ball underneath his right hip. Brent Patrick looking right at it, says that Marshall's not close enough for a count. Now Bricker dribbles right, hands off in the weave to Berger, out of Finlinson. Back to Berger. Berger dribbles left, then back to the middle and throws it off to Gould. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Warsaw leads 12-3. Gould mishandles it, but still has the dribble on the far sideline. Denning's on him. Far side Berger, down to the corner Sullivan. Drew. Puts his head down, drives in the lane, kicks it out to the right side. Berger open, right corner three, good. He only hit four for the JV all last year. He's got one in here in the first quarter of his first varsity match assignment of the year, 15-3 Tigers. Denning, pass across the center circle to Marshall, out to Mulligan. Backdoor cut inside to Hartman. Hartman leans around Finlinson and shoots it lefty, no good. Tip back up and goodbye Hartman. He tips in his own miss. 15-5, Tigers by 10. 1:10 left to play here in the first half. And Matt Moore's jacket is gone. It is a little warm in here. Gould off a high screen. Right corner, they leave Berger alone. He shoots again. This one comes up short. Back tapped out by Sullivan. Here's in the lane. Davis shot it. No good. Rebound grabbed by Marshall for the Eagles. Up the far sideline, Mulligan. Mulligan on the drive, ran over Gould, blocking foul called against Carson. Carson does not complain. He knew that that was going to be a foul on him. With 47.9 left, it'll be a non-shooting foul and out of bounds to the Eagles. Tigers by 10. Denning to throw it in baseline left on the near end. We're in the southeast corner right above the exit gate to the elbow for Richmond. On the weave, Marshall threw it inside. Martin got a hand on it. Fuller saves it. Tried to throw it off of Martin, and he threw it right to Trey Davis for the Tigers. Hands back to Finlinson in transition, 36 seconds. Sullivan top of the circle, right side to Berger. Finlinson wants it and gets it in the corner. Up the baseline around Denning, whipped it right through the hands of Trey Davis. It's loose at midcourt, and Bryden Berger is going to get a foul. Berger went for the ball, and he ran right over Landon Richmond. Maiden with his first foul, team's third of the quarter. If you weren't with us in the JV game and haven't heard any of the girls' broadcast, you don't know that the rules of basketball have changed in Indiana for this year. It's not seven fouls, 1-1, 10, 2.5. It's five team fouls in a quarter, get you two free throws. There is no more 1-1, and the fouls reset at each quarter. So when this 11 seconds runs out, the team fouls will go back to zero. Marshall one-on-one, bounces it out top. Fuller in around Sullivan, put it up and missed it, but a whistle and a foul called. Drew's going to get that foul, his first. Bricker and Gould will go back to the scores table. Warsaw's going to have 3.8 perhaps, in which to create some sort of offensive threat before the end of the period. Bricker and Gould in, Sullivan and Davis out. It's a non-shooting foul. That's interesting. Non-shooting foul. Denning to throw it in. Looking, gets it in. Down to the baseline. Shot by Hartman is good to beat the clock. After one, Warsaw 15, Columbia City 7. We'll start quarter two in 60 on News Now Warsaw.